This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you feeling?
Oh, me? Yes. Oh, hi.
You.
Are
you
feeling? Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Are you feeling better today?
Oh, much better. I couldn't be better.
And good.
I heard that a friend of mine was saying wonderful things about me.
Well, you don't have any friends.
That's why I was surprised to hear that.
Mike.
All I know is, what was yesterday, Wednesday?
Yeah, all day.
All I know is, I can explain it this way. Tuesday night, I was at a club. And the last thing I know, I woke up somewhere Wednesday night around the same time.
Really?
And my butt was bleeding.
Ouch. I hate that.
And I really don't know what happened.
Were you drinking?
Who are you talking to? Of course I was drinking.
I thought maybe you just had a cranberry juice.
No, I woke up in this haze. And then everybody was telling me about, you know, the first thing I said was like that guy on that TV show we like so bad. What happened? I was saying, what happened? And literally, I was not pronouncing the T. I was walking around the house. I was
W-H-A.
What happened? And Carla was nice enough to tell me, Dom was saying all these nice things about you. And I said, well, I'll have to thank him. And then, of course, I had to tend to my blood,
of course,
which was very, very painful.
Remember what I told you.
What's that?
Dab, don't wipe.
I wiped, Rob.
Don't wipe.
When it's bleeding like it was with me,
I'll tell you,
I don't know who took advantage at that particular time when I went under.
The blackout period?
During the blackout. If it's him.
It might be.
Then put him in the Guinness Book of World Records because it had to be bigger than Peter North.
Well, he has friends.
Or, you know what? I just thought of this just now.
What?
Not necessarily human at all. Probably an object of some kind. Because I did pull out a very lengthy, about a 4-inch piece of fiberglass.
So are you sore?
Extraordinarily so. But I'm very glad to be back.
Your bottom is sore from
yesterday?
There's
still a little blood. It's still tender. And, you know, the weather doesn't help.
It sounds to me like
low pressure system doesn't help at all.
It sounds to me like someone might have paddled your bottom yesterday.
I thought that was you.
No, I padded your bottom.
Oh, you padded. That's right. You got paddled for patting my bottom.
Paddle your bottom.
That's right. You got paddled for patting my bottom. That's exactly how it. But thank you. That's all I have to say to you, my good dear friend. I love you. And that is, you know, when I heard about it, Rudy. I went all Rudy.
Little tear. Gotcha.
I went all Rudy.
Because you're half a fag.
I am half a fag. More every day, and I'm happy to be that way.
And now, everybody, please stay tuned for the best of Joe Artinger.
Sure. It ain't nothing but a thing. You know that, Don. It ain't nothing but a thing. That's
okay.
What you say. It is what it is. What are some of the other cliches? It ain't nothing but a thing. It is what it is. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. What else? And so on and so forth. And
I'm
all
around
that.
Since Prince was on Abalonia.
And the peas, they taste like wood.
What does not kill me makes me stronger.
Ooh-wee. My name is Humpty.
All right, so we're here. We're queer. Yeah.
We're both here today. Yes, we are.
That would be it. How about that weather before we start everything here?
A little snowy.
What weather? My God. Today, thank you, Robbie, for the early phone call. Boy, I a lot of people would really not have believed me if these guys had started the show today and just said,
no, that's true.
I happened to be late today.
I would imagine that would have been a slightly tense situation, just having to explain that.
It was a little close there for
a minute. But, you know, we all had the phone tree going. We all realized it was
you know, when
tough.
The big, gigantic, puffy, almost like leaf-sized big, like a gigantic puffy cow dung, but it's snow is coming down. Like
is that what you got from the very beginning where you live?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't get that. Nothing. I got the real deal. I got Colorado snow.
No, it was like someone was clearing their roof off, and it was just coming down in these big, gigantic clumps.
Like cornflakes. Yeah. Like cornflakes falling from the sky, boxes and boxes of cornflakes.
But Roger Clemens, cornflakes, they weren't steroids. These things are gigantic.
Yeah. Right.
They were pulling a truck with their ear.
You had the snow on steroids, and I had the regular normal snow.
I gave it not a second thought. Thought it looks easy to drive in, no problem.
Right.
Rob called me and said, hey, Beltway's jammed up. Mm. So I live about 40 minutes early.
Right.
Out where I live, out in the land of the gated community.
Uh-huh. Right.
Oh, my God. Nobody treated the roads.
How much snow did they get in Brentwood today?
Well, we got 4.5 inches of snow.
Uh-huh.
And because there's lots of hills out there, when I left my house, I got two choices. I get to the road that takes me to work. I either go left or I go right.
Okay.
Right.
The safe way, the longer way, but the safer route is to go right. I go right. I get 100 yards down the road, and there's a cop. And he's got flares out in the road.
Oh,
and
no.
He says, this road is closed. Four people have slid down this hill into each other at the bottom of this hill.
I would not want to live where you live in a snowstorm.
No.
I don't care what state we're talking about. Outside of being on a mountain road, you know, and really you are, as far as this area is concerned, I wouldn't want to be anywhere.
It's great. It's like,
it keeps the riffraff out. That's what you've always told
every
me.
Every night driving home, like being on a roller coaster.
Right.
Seriously.
It's very, very, in snow, forget it.
So the cop says, don't go that way, go the other way.
Right.
So I go the other way, and there's like I said, about 4 inches of stuff on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But someone is at the top of the hill in a little Toyota, and they can't decide whether to go over the hill or not. And as they're deciding whether to go over the hill, they lose traction and start to slide backwards.
That's what happens.
Now, at that point, I throw my baby in reverse, right? I see no one's behind me because cars are now starting to slide down this little hill in front of me.
You can put a snowplow on that thing you drive.
I call Rob at about 2:45, and I said, this is really not a good sign. Your boy is in a ditch.
Oh,
and I'm envisioning.
I can totally understand it.
Wow. And I'm just envisioning. And this is not going to fly. This simply is not thick enough.
Nobody's going to buy this.
You know, and besides, by the time I get to the Beltway, when it's like the roads are absolutely clear,
right.
I mean, it's snowing and it's doing whatever, but the roads are clear, it would be absolutely impossible unless I was laid up in the hospital, one of those old-time casts that go from your head to your toe.
Right. Like the dog in Something About Mary.
Right, for anyone to believe that there would be any weather-related reason.
All we'd be able to see was your tongue.
That I wasn't here. So you got all of these good Samaritans who are, I don't know, like within 2 miles of where I live.
Well, they're probably Scientologists.
We all are, Mike.
By
this little hill, the cars that are sliding down, you now have them stopping, and the people are getting out, and they're talking, and they're like, they want to warn other people.
Right.
Meanwhile, at the bottom of the hill, you have me. I'm in a ditch, and all I can do to think out of the ditch, to get out of this ditch, is throw it into reverse, throw it into drive, and it's like, and they all turn and look at the bottom of the hill, and there is nothing but smoke pouring
and
out. And finally, the thing comes undone, and I turn around, I get out, and it looks seriously like Al Roker took a dump on my car.
It was fascinating to hear on my end, because you were plenty keyed up, and I got to hear him come out of the ditch. So what I heard, I picked up the phone, and I hear, your boy's in a ditch. And I said, well, can you get out? He said, I think so. And then,
did your car look like a mudder now?
It did, but there was so much other crap falling now. I'm sure it's got, you know, that coating of mud. But to all of those drivers that I know they were looking at me like, hey, there goes King Vitamin Dickhead.
And you were doing plenty of yelling at them, too, from inside your car.
Yeah, because, you know, I was saying to them, you know, this is not a disaster movie. Because people, Rob heard this. There was some lady speaking shock, a language that we don't speak in America.
What?
You know, wearing her refugee bonnet that was running by me.
Was she ululating?
I don't know if she was ovulating, Mike. I didn't have a chance to look down there.
In an 80-second phone call, I think four times he said, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
To the people around me.
Yeah.
Well, in your area, you know, they say this, that Yeah, if you don't have to go out of the house, don't go out of the house.
Right.
In your particular area, right, that holds true because there are vehicles you don't want to have on those roads.
Right.
I wouldn't take a regular drive vehicle on your road.
So it's so great. I finally get this thing backed out of the ditch, and I get out of the car. Now, I get out of the car with only one reason. I want to see how badass my SUV gets before I start to trek the work another way.
Right.
And when I get out of the car, all of these people, the hill people, as they'll call them, because they're scattered on this little hill.
They have eyes, you know.
They're looking at me, and it became apparent that I was just looking at my car. It's like, yep, looks good. And I swear, as I turn it, I waved at them. Bye!
Bye, hill people!
Thank you all.
See you later, hill people!
Just beat ass here, and it was incredible to go 2.8 miles. Took me almost 50 minutes.
Right.
And then by the time I got to the beltway where there was some clear pavement, oh, man, I was so tempted to do that DJ thing where you turn on the flashers and you drive in the left-hand lane and you think, well, if a cop pulls you over, you say, I'm like a doctor or I'm like, that never works.
No, they don't buy the DJ.
And thank God I didn't do that because you ever get in a situation with a guy where you're driving in traffic like today, with the guy, and everybody's jockeying for position.
Right. Right.
Now that the weather is cleared, even though it's still snowing like a mother effer outside right now, on the roads.
God, it is. It's starting to get. Didn't they say it was supposed to stop by now?
They did say that.
Haven't they said about 20 different things?
They have.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, you sometimes it's not any form of road rage. There just seems to be, and there was one guy that was in an SUV about my size that seemed to be doing about the same maneuver I was trying to do.
What is the maneuver again?
Here's the maneuver.
You're in the far left-hand lane. You have your flashers on.
Well, no. I want to do this.
Right.
But I'm not going to do this.
What is the maneuver you're doing?
Here's the maneuver. That there's one car, a little red Honda, in the left-hand lane that's going 40 miles an hour. And really, you know, with the conditions, you go 55.
Sure. Maybe.
Maybe. Okay, 70 would be pushing it.
That's true.
But you can certainly go faster. Now, you cannot pass on the right because on the right, it's all the people that are making the split there to go the other way on the other part of the beltway, so it's backed up.
Uh-huh.
So,
are you talking about the 270 split?
Right.
Okay.
So this person...
Oh, it's a nightmarish.
This person has a monopoly
on... I just sounded so gay. Oh, it's a nightmarish turn.
So this person has a monopoly on the only clear lane, and I'm running what I think is incredibly late for work, and I am, and there's a guy who has been, like, almost side-by-side my wingman in traffic as we've made kind of the same moves to edge ourselves up towards the front. Now, here's what's happening. It's the lady in the Honda, it's the guy in the SUV in front of me, the Toyota, and me, and both of us are doing this move where when traffic slows down a little bit, you inch over to that left-hand lane, and you just look and say, you know what? I bet if I accelerate...
You're talking about the unplowed lane.
Right.
Yeah.
The emergency lane, right. Say, boy, if I just pull out in front of this broad, I'm going to pull right in front of her. It's going to be smooth sailing.
Yeah.
I saw him try it once. Think about it.
Because she's going just that amount of speed
that
you need to get around. It's just ridiculous.
And it becomes, after a while, because you're in traffic, it's so monotonous. Everybody behind the wheel now knows this. You find ways to amuse yourself, and at some point it becomes like almost just a quest. Whatever I do, I'm going to get in front of that red Honda, because that red Honda is going to make me late for work today. And thank God I didn't act on it, and I knew this guy was. He was just like me. He was looking at just sneaking around her and making a run for it.
And he's in back of you at this point?
He's in front of me.
Oh, he's in front of you. All right.
And at one point, he sneaks up a little, makes the move on his left, and moves back in. And I make the move at one point.
To go around her, you're basically going to drive in the shoulder.
Yes.
On the snow, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and there is no snow. And that's the thing.
Oh, even there?
It's
just slush?
It's just slush. You can see it.
Right.
It's not
okay.
It's like
all
rain.
Right.
So
you do think in the back of your mind, though, if you do make that move, which... Well, most people seeing it would consider it, you know, an a-hole move in traffic to do it. And if you spun out, you know, no sympathy.
Be all over.
Yeah, but
you didn't do it. You didn't pull the trigger out.
No, and again, there, but for the grace of God, I mean, I was thinking about it, Jack. I was so close to doing it. Mm-hmm. And like I said, this guy, he actually looked in his rearview mirror, looked back at me, because we had gotten to a point when traffic was rolling and stopping. And here's the thing that was just nutty about this lady. She would have 20 car lengths between her and the car in front of her.
Unnecessary.
Right?
I hate that.
And when someone would move in front of her, she'd speed up enough so that they couldn't cut over, and then she would cut it back to 40.
That's her job. That's what she's about. So you realize that if the traffic breaks free, you might still be imprisoned by this woman.
So this poor bastard, well, someone, I'm sure he's not in prison, but this poor bastard in front of me, this Toyota SUV, finally made the move. Right?
Did he do so skillfully or violently?
He did so absolutely gently. Skillfully.
Good.
It was simply dumb luck that this happened, because I know that this cat had to be like me. When you're in traffic and traffic isn't moving, if there is a police car somewhere in the traffic around you, you check the jurisdiction of the car.
Right.
Now, the car that was the obvious Ford Crown Vic is what I think it was. There was some type of looked like police vehicle, and it had...
So it looked like the Popo was in close proximity?
It had Washington, D.C. tags.
Oh, and
well. You see those all the time, and those are not necessarily cops. And this guy had been, this car had been in the pack of cars that was moving around. Mm-hmm. Anyway, this poor bastard, as soon as he made the move to cut around the lady in the red car when we were doing rolling stop, all of a sudden I hear the old...
Oh, no!
Guy turns on his lights.
Oh.
The lights from the grill.
Oh, no.
And as I was inching ahead.
I feel for that guy.
I just saw that guy getting pulled over and thinking, yeah. Oh, he had to think like I thought, you know, that he was probably
safe. That could have
safe.
Been you.
Probably safe.
Mm-hmm. He's probably in a jumpsuit right now.
You know, because isn't the thinking.
The cop had DC plates?
Yeah. Isn't the thinking normally that if you're driving along somewhere, and no offense to the United States Park Police, but let's say you're on the Beltway and you're maybe pushing 65, and
right.
You see it's a park policeman. When you get up there, it's almost like, poof.
We're not in a park.
What have I been keeping it at 58 for? What's he going to do? Pull me over and hit me with Yogi Bear's lunch bag bucket?
I've been out on
Mr. Ranger, sir.
In Virginia. I've been out and seen cars coming back, I think, usually from Fairfax County Courthouse in Virginia with all sorts of town names on the side of their police cars.
And right.
I never roar past them, but occasionally I'll see if others are doing it, and then I'll gently pass them myself because, that's okay. Same thing goes for, park police officers, or I've even been out there when I've seen a Metro police, Metro D.C.
Now,
police
now
officer.
My nephew, Dougie, is a Metro police officer, and
I don't think he's got jurisdiction unless you're really doing something. If you're driving reckless, he's got jurisdiction.
I don't think he does. I don't think
really?
He would.
I'd be curious to know, because I think if you're, like, in a high pursuit chase or something, and you fly by somebody, You can get involved.
Is it an urban legend that the park police can pull you over on the GW Parkway because that is run by the park system?
Yeah,
yes.
That's true. Absolutely.
That's true.
So they can pull you over there.
That's where they bust all those senators.
Park police officers, you'll see the cruisers.
That's right. Their prime jurisdiction.
That's where like the Ted Kennedy Parkway, the DWI Parkway.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not cruisers, but they will get really fast horses that pull you over when that's the case.
A double-decker horse.
I bet you've just answered my question.
What's that?
I bet that the answer is because the 5-0, you like it when I throw that in? I watch MTV. Uh-huh. When the fuzz turned on his lights, even though the fuzz may not have been in this jurisdiction, the fuzz probably could say, hey, this was a heavy traffic situation.
Oh, he was did you see him if he actually pulled the guy over?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he did pull the guy over.
He pulled him over, and he had the Smokey the Bear hat on.
Oh, mm-hmm. Ooh.
I was looking at it in my rearview mirror.
Smokey the Bear is sort
of hat on. It may not have been Smokey the Bear, because that doesn't make sense.
He had the sideways baseball cap.
He had a hat on. he had a crazy party hat on.
Step in the back of the cruiser, sir. Do that immediately. But your tires did okay for you?
I love them.
Good.
I hate mine.
How are yours?
I have, I was out, I've come from more weather than any of you guys today.
You have bicycle tires on your car, don't you?
I would do, technically, and I will get to this, bicycle tires, because of the principle of the thing, would do better than what I had on my car today.
Huh.
I had to go out where they're getting 6 inches, 7 inches of snow right now out in Fauquier County. I had to go way, way, way out there. And my kid's school is on the top of a mountain. And I had to bring Egyptian duck out to the school because I cooked duck for their little Egyptian day they're having and this big banquet they're having out there. And
I glad that the curriculum has changed since my kid was in school.
It's a Egyptian day. I did it. You know,
be daddy yanking you out today.
2 years ago, my oldest daughter had the same day. They did the same thing. I get an email about 3 weeks ago, and the email says, this is the email. And this
got
is-
a condo made of stoner.
You know, when the mommies, you get in the mommy tree, and I'm in the mommy tree because I'm a single dad. I mean, a divorced dad. That's right. The way it works. Right. So the mommy tree, I get this email. It says, one of the...
mommy boobies.
One of the parents or teachers had mentioned that you cooked a duck for Egyptian day, and apparently it went over... very, very well.
Sure.
Do you think you could possibly, we could use it so badly, do it again? Very nicely written email. And, of course, I get the email and I go,
yeah.
It's pressure.
No! Because I remember the process. I got up at 5 o'clock in the morning 2 years ago to make roasted ducks. And roasted ducks, two whole roasted ducks, do not feed like a classroom of children.
No.
They make a tiny little bit. A man of my carriage could eat a duck just like a deep fried snack.
Like if you taught the kids how to kill their own duck.
I know. They could go just down in the pond and they could do it themselves.
It's that old story. Why give a man a fish when you could give him a piece of rope and a stick and say, go do it yourself.
Well, this year I did it differently. This year I was up, the reasonable hour of the morning. I was up at about 6:30, 7 o'clock this morning.
Whoa.
I bought frozen chicken duck breasts that I defrosted and I pan fried them and I made a little orange sauce for the duck.
Were
and
you,
put
were
that
you
in
like
the pot.
Me this morning? You were up early waiting for the FedEx truck?
Yes, of course.
Were you waiting for your overnight delivery?
Yeah, I was waiting for the correspondence from special people. And I decided that I would do it the cheap way and get the frozen duck and cook it. But the thing is, I am leaving at, I told the ladies, they wanted us there at 8:30. I said, I'll be there at 10 o'clock because the thing starts at about 11. Can I get the duck there because I'm cooking it fresh in the morning? Can I get there at 10 o'clock? I am not on the road at 10. I left at 9:30. Uh-huh. At 9:31 is when the first snow begins to fall. And I'm listening to one of the guys go, well, it seems that the snow should be arriving in the Washington, D.C. About two and a half hours or so from now. And I am just hurling profanity at the radio, just screaming.
Radio.
And I'm looking at the snow, and then it's the steady progression. This is how you know you're going to get whacked. I'm from New England. I've been there. You've been in snowy climates your whole life. You see the little wisps of snow, the little curly cues of snow on the road, and you know that's telling you, oh, instant freeze, it's going to be there.
Right.
By the time I got out of the car,
went
in.
Are you cold, Batman?
Can you be cold?
Freeze.
I would say conservatively we got about, because I was watching the railing outside, we got about 3 inches of snow inside of 1 hour when I was out there. And I wanted to see Elizabeth in her little... Egyptian suit.
Of course.
I couldn't go to the play or anything.
Oh,
but
they dress your kids up like Egyptians?
Like Egyptians from the King Tut's era.
Oh,
you know,
Rob.
Like ancient Egypt.
Rob, I don't like that. Listen, we must talk about Robert and Julia's school.
I know. They're schooling.
Now,
what is the problem? What is the malfunction? Why are you having a problem with my daughter in like an ancient? It's ancient Egypt. It's like, you know, studying these ancient civilizations.
In my school, they're studying just before the Civil War.
You like modern American history and nothing else.
Yeah, right.
And certainly nothing that has to do with anywhere else in the world.
No, I like stuff right around the time of the War of Northern Aggression.
That's the part where you start with, well, I can't help the curriculum. There's nothing I can do about it.
Right.
She had the little, black eyeliner, you know, with the Cleopatra eyes.
Sure,
and she looked gorgeous. And I say, oh, there you are. And it's one of these deals. Oh, you are so beautiful. You look sweet. I'll see you tomorrow. All set. Pew. I'm out of there.
Uh-huh.
And I get into the car, and I've got a rockin' SUV. I think I've got an SUV that gets the job done, SUV that can handle any situation. And because the school is on a mountain, I go forward. I come to the stop sign at the top of the mountain, which is a slight incline as it's beginning to get steeper, put my brakes on, and the car begins to slide. And I realize it's not skidding. This is the car stopped, and the forward motion is going to carry me down the bottom of the mountain.
Hey, these are like the hill people that I was running from today, correct?
I didn't know what the hell to do. I've driven in weather my whole life. I did not know what to do. I said,
This is picking up speed.
Turned in the
this
direction.
This is not a skip. Well, I did all that, and I'm still sliding like. And I figured
that wouldn't have been good for you either today if you didn't show up today. If you said,
"No,"
hey,
it might have been a real bad thing.
A bad day to have an accident.
It's the first words out of my mouth.
And they never would have believed if we said both of us were in car accidents today.
They wouldn't believe us.
No.
They would not believe we had a head on with each
Bring
other.
Bring a note from your doctor.
And I realized that all the 4-wheel drive in the world. Doesn't help when you've got crappy, lousy, summer, racing, sport-type tires, which is what I had on there, and I almost hit this little Volvo coming up the hill.
The tires know? That Mike has on his car are like, you know, the like World's Fair bicycle where the guy's got the big, gigantic wheel.
That's exactly
how
it is.
And a tiny one on the bottom. He's got like a straw hat as he pedals
around. I know what you're saying, and this is why I wanted to bring this up. What I was told is because the tires are so wide, that's more of a problem.
A
you actually
area.
Want
right.
you want narrower tires in snow. That snow tires, by design, are usually narrower than the big fat racing tire style tires that I have. And it really, I thought first of all I was going to hit this old ye olden wall that they made out of rocks over there. Then I thought I was going to hit the young Mr. Chips. Who was obviously coming back from his, you know, midday affair or something like that, with his round glasses as he's struggling to go up the hill with his Subaru, and I'm freaking out. And at this point, I'm freaking out because I'm saying
I hope he had a good midday affair,
right in the snow. I hope that he made it back because he was not getting up that hill, not what I could see. Wow. And I was really freaked out.
I bet
by
he climbs up that hill.
He probably just got done climbing up the hill. Yeah. Just I'm speculating.
Sure,
of course.
We don't know.
I don't think anything of the kind was really transpiring. But at this point, I'm afeared, Don. I am afeared.
Sure.
I've gone from being a confident New England, raised in the snow driver, to a Northern Virginia mommy who's terrified. And I got out on the big highway, and I determined two things. It's 11 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I'm going to drive all the way from out in the wilds of Virginia to Rockville, Maryland. Right. I am not stopping. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
Right.
And I got in back of the snowplow. And I was in back of the snowplow from where I was at the school all the way through almost the Beltway.
How was that?
Behind a snow. That's fine. I was going 40 miles an hour, and I was perfectly content.
Safe.
I was absolutely. And then by the time I got near the Beltway, it was all wet road, and I took it out of 4-wheel drive and zipped over here. It was delightful, and everybody ate my wonderful duck, and hopefully, I didn't cross contaminate, which I was worried about today. Hopefully, there was not cross contamination done when I prepared the food.
No, you wouldn't do that.
Hopefully, everybody's fine.
Here's where you dress your kids up. Two things. Huh? First, Pilgrim Day. Yeah.
Pilgrim Day.
Second day, Baby Jesus Day.
Baby Jesus.
Sorry, that's it.
I know, Don. I'm going to send a letter because I know how you feel about honoring other cultures, and I think that it's really
no Indians, just pilgrims,
right? No feathers.
Not even. I remember when he did it. I remember at Bart's school when he sent the letter about I know that they're going to be reenacting the pilgrims' feast, but I would prefer that happened. Why can't you make it that they're having the feast set up before the Indians arrive?
How about one Indian and they can shoot at him, just with fake.
Now,
bullets.
Rob, see, once again, you take it too far.
Yeah.
How is that too far? That's
because I don't want to cause any distress in the academic environment that my kids are in.
All right.
I just don't want it to happen like that.
Feather Indians or
see
dot
there
Indians?
You go. You're really
feather
getting,
not dot always. Come okay. on.
You
feather.
Always have to bring violence in.
Think Redskins.
It was symbolic. I always do.
He's always.
I hope they win this weekend.
She looked wonderful in her little Egyptian outfit.
Did she walk like an Egyptian?
No, because they were cornered by the first graders. Who were the luckiest kids in the school? They got recess.
Were they? Like,
they got recess at 10:45.
Were they wearing like "I Dream of Jeannie" outfits?
No, they were more like robes. They were more like wearing robes. But now I'm really going to get in trouble, though.
Why?
Well, I'm there. I'm standing there, and they're walking down the hallway, and I say to one of the other moms there, "There's this guy who's not the." They have a teacher. This guy, Mr. Enoch, who's a very, very nice teacher. But there's a guy that's leading the parade of Egyptians, and I don't recognize him.
Mr. Sniffia.
He is actually a really tall man.
Uh-huh.
And I said, yes. Who is this? And the mommy looks back at me and says, I don't know. I said, well, you hear all the time. Is this a teacher? She said, no, I think it's a friend of one of the students. And then the guy comes down, and he's got the eyeliner on, and he's leading... with like one of these
staffs that he's got, like the king,
shirtless.
And he's leading the parade. No.
It was the late Yul Brynner.
What was he doing?
He was leading the parade down to the lecture hall where they're going to do their skits.
Sure. He was just there for the free duck.
I don't know why he was there. I had to leave.
You
it
didn't
was
make
snowing.
A friend?
You got to get him out of that Catholic school right now, Mike.
I didn't talk
right
to
now,
him.
You got to get him
that
out.
That Egyptian Dang. Catholic school.
That's exactly what it is. It's Egyptian Catholic.
And they meet in
Very
a big
happy.
Pyramid. It looks like the Luxor in Vegas.
Hey,
right?
Pyramids are good. Pyramids bring you good luck.
Not me.
Donna Mike Show. Hey, we never even opened it up today, did
Not
we?
Not really.
We never did open up the show. Oh, well. Yeah. Hello there, Tom.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Tom.
It's snowing like a douchebag out here in Tyson's Corner.
What a wonderful expression, Tom. I'm going to take that home and use that.
It's snowing, and it's coming down like you won't even know.
It's Topper Gavin.
He gets excited with the snow. I think
That's
he hung
it.
Up.
Down like a douchebag.
He's excited.
Never heard that before.
Tom is excited.
I'm not even sure that paints a picture, does it?
I think
Hello.
It does.
Donna Mike Show.
Have to be an old douchebag.
Hello. Hello there. Hey, Rob, look at this. We got to reset this thing. See, because the lights aren't coming on there. Am I right about that?
Hello, guys. Oh. Back again.
Oh. Tom, we got to reset the phones. You got to call back. Really, no lie.
What?
Bye-bye. Yeah, you have to call back, Tom.
Bye-bye. Oh, we got to start anyway. The Don and Mike Show. Although it seems rather stupid, doesn't it?
Yeah, we've been talking for a half an hour.
Start now.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Anytime. Say what you will. Any day. If you had us not talking about American Idol in the first hour of the show today, you might be a winner. If you had it in the first half hour, go cash your ticket.
Is that show back on?
Oh, my. G-A-W-D is it back on, Mike. Oh, my God. Oh. Go down, Moses.
When Israel was in Egypt's land, let my people go.
Oh, it's back. And yesterday, when we weren't really here yesterday, we missed out on the chance to pass along Diane Keaton dropping the F-bomb on Good Morning America.
Yeah, baby.
And I am not kidding you for 1 minute. And how that
You're
has...
just trying to keep
no,
me
I'm
testifying
not.
At the trial for that Bloomingdale thing.
No.
And let me tell you, corrupting a witness is also a crime. All right, I have to ask you about something.
I mean, I love them. I'd like to have lips like that. Then I wouldn't have worked on my personality, or my excuse me, my personality. If I had
also
lips like
crime.
Yours, I'd be better
also
off.
A crime.
She's a bawdy chick, isn't she?
Sure is.
You know, it's great. You know what the FCC said? She's so cute. She didn't mean it.
She's
right.
Diane Keaton. She wears man suits. She can have a free pass. Uh-huh.
She's Annie Hall.
Yeah.
Oh, please. Eat one.
It's ditzy. Oh.
Standard. Here's double. Double standard.
Here's S.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Oh, but you knew that already, didn't you, huh?
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi, welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome. All I know is that... If we're talking about this show, we're talking about this.
And, of course, Jack Diamond, the creative mind behind the Jack Diamond Show, Mix 107.3.
He's okay.
Peace, love, and chicken grease.
Right, right. Well, hi, everybody.
That is so true, Dick.
Thank you. Not on my show.
Excuse me, you, sir, suck.
There she is.
That, a lot.
That was funny.
You're awful funny, aren't you?
We try. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
And, of course, Jack Diamond, the creative mind behind the Jack Diamond Show. Mix one.
Creative mind, that's funny. This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, a little quiet for Super Jock.
All right. How the hell are you? And it's SHI Thursday.
Yay!
Bad word.
for a wonderful part of the human body, a wonderful part of life.
Yes, the circle of life.
Your body, it's like an engine.
Right.
And it needs gasoline, in this case food.
Fuel.
Your body takes that food and compresses it for you.
Hold on, let me get a notepad out. I love it when you do your biology lectures.
And a lot of times, you know, you can tell how you're feeling.
Exactly, true.
By the food you've eaten when you get the report back.
I know I can.
You know, with no more odor than
a hot biscuit.
Than a hot biscuit.
With a jalapeno. And don't you always say the body can't? You said this in one of your other lectures that I attended.
Yeah.
Didn't you say the body can't use everything?
That's
the body can't keep everything.
You got to have some chum. Goes back.
You right. said sometimes you have to throw stuff out. I remember you said just like when you're peeling a potato.
I remember my favorite lecture you did. It's how your body puts corn back together.
Reconstructing corn.
It was like a PowerPoint presentation.
They're
but
great
I've
lectures.
Never, I've never been the same since.
Anyway,
I've seen
the whole thing is just about the wonderment of poop.
Yeah.
And if you take SHI Thursday, mm-hmm. it spells a bad word. Hi, welcome to the show, Donna Mike Show. 877-365. 3636. Hello.
Don and Mike?
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, I wanted to let you guys know that, not that you would care, but that Elliot in the Morning Show is using a clip from you, Don, when they start their show in the morning.
Huh. Well, you know what that is? That is a lawsuit waiting to happen, and I am going to.
That's right. Lawyers!
Dial my attorney immediately!
Lawyers!
Johnny Cochran.
Immediately.
One of your medical experts. Where's Mr. Wee? Mr. Wee?
Keep taping, jerk off. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing, Don?
Hi, we're doing great. We're all here. Hi.
Yeah, I was just wanted to know if Mike's just done sucking up the management.
Pardon me?
Is Mike done sucking up the management?
You better frame that question a little more clearly, sir. I really don't understand what you're saying.
Are you done sucking?
Done? Is that what he said? Am I done?
Are you done sucking?
Yeah.
Sucking
can somebody please tell management that I'm a funny man?
Well, he was too close to the phone for me to identify the last
one. I can't even decipher what the question or attack or statement might have been.
Me no. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Hey, Mike, I just wanted to ask you, were you wearing your designer shades and your bottom lip quivering when you heard about Don yesterday?
You mean like Terrell?
Yeah.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, that was the same way. I didn't have the shades on, I have to be honest with you. But the bottom lip quivering, even more so. I was almost on the verge of total blubbering. And I wasn't talking to anybody.
Right.
Except Carla did walk in. Carla walked in the house and saw me and didn't know that I was in the house. And I said, I looked at her and I said something along the lines of, How about that? He's my teammate. It's not fair. He's my teammate. This is the most beautiful sight these eyes have ever seen. Rudy.
Here we go. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great. How about you?
Just fine, thanks. Hey, I didn't catch the show yesterday, but I was wondering if Don and Mike talked about the first night of American Idol.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, covered it. All of it.
They covered the whole thing,
yeah,
whole
they
show.
Did. They did it. They talked about American Idol endlessly yesterday. It's too bad you missed the show.
I know. Well, did they catch
that
girl in the red?
Yeah, the girl in the red. Yeah, boy, they went to town on her
yesterday.
You should
have seen it.
Did you see the part that I liked the best, the first night? Did you see what Paula did?
Oh, yeah.
What?
You saw it, right?
Oh, we all saw it. But well, we talked about it endlessly yesterday.
We covered it, yeah.
Please, that blew me out of the water. I mean, Paula Abdul has been messed up before, but that was...
Let's not beat a dead horse.
Yeah, I know.
We covered it yesterday.
We went on so much
about it. Repeating ourselves.
God, Paula Abdul, a whole new era of messed upness.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
I love lamb.
What?
He loves lamb. I think that's what he said.
No, I love lamp.
Lamp.
What movie is that from?
Anchorman.
Thank you.
Anchorman.
Bye-bye.
And a timely contribution it was.
I love lamp.
Steve Carell.
Is that what that is?
They're standing in Will Ferrell's office. And they say, what do you love? And he says, I love lamb.
that's a very obscure part of that.
Sure.
That's when Steve Carell is not making any sense at all
during the whole movie.
He really doesn't. Even when I like him at the very end when he walks in on the two shot.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hey, hello. You guys like poop? So Poopy Crisp, just like Cookie Crisp, but Poopy Crisp.
Hey, you've created a new breakfast cereal.
There you go.
Poopy Crisp.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Get her started.
Incidentally, speaking of that subject, one of the things I did learn when I was looking at the exhibits at Egyptian Day, they honor or worship, or it's part of their culture, the dung beetle.
Right.
In ancient Egyptian. Mm-hmm. You're aware of this fact.
I had heard of that, yes.
The dung beetle.
Hello, Donna, Mike Show. Hello there.
Hey, stool pushers. How's it going?
Hey, what's happening? No, no, not stool pushers. Straining at stool. Right. That's our Dancing with Wolves names.
Right.
Straining at stool.
Pardon me, straining at stool.
Yes.
The other day on the show, you were mentioning how the signal is heading out to
outer
space.
That's yours, actually. Yours is straining at stool. I don't want to piggyback on that, especially after all the nice things you've said about me. That's yours, straining at stool. Mine is wipes with a pine cone.
Mine is leapfrogs with a unicorn.
Not as good as ours.
No, ours were better.
Okay.
Not as good.
I have a message for outer space, since the signal is beaming out there.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, you green little freaks, stop cramming stuff up our butts. Good day.
Good day.
So I guess he had an ET experience then.
Good day. I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
Good day. Good day.
Hello.
Let's do this, and we'll come right back after these singing advertisements.
This is the Don and Mike Show.